much. We'll hear from Mr. Scott Newsom, and then we'll open for the members of how they want to address the close of the meeting. Mr. Newsom.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to y'all, and thank you very much for presenting this opportunity for everyone to present their legislative agenda and priorities. My name is Scott Newsom, and I'm here on behalf of the Community Advocacy Network. We're a nonprofit organization that represents over 60,000 homeowner and condominium associations throughout the state. We actually represent the associations and their interests, and the legislature has, in the last two sessions, adopted several provisions that have greatly assisted community associations throughout the state.
Mr. Newsom, can I interrupt you just a quiet question? Are you an attorney? Is that what you mean, that you represent them, or is it
a relationship of some? I am an attorney, but not in that capacity for the organization.
This is an advocacy network.
Yes.
Representation.
Yes. It's okay. Just talking about the advocacy group.
Thank you. We were just trying to follow correctly with where you were.
No.
Thank you.
No lawyers. Okay. And so the legislature has been very helpful over the last two legislative sessions in helping community associations throughout the state who have suffered greatly, primarily financially due to the economic downturn, developers that we've heard about that have taken advantage of people.
We'll probably need to bring you a microphone. I guess we tired that battery out, so it wasn't you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We are interested in what you have to hear, what you have to say.
Very good. Matter of fact, change that out, please. Thank you. And that way, because we'll probably have some follow-up after your testimony.
Okay. And so what we're asking, the legislative priorities for our organization and our membership this year involve a couple of issues. None of them involves appropriations. Primarily, the first issue is extending the retrofit deadline for elevators to get Phase 2 firefighter service. According to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, there has been no injuries of any kind regarding a failure of an elevator to have a Phase 2 firefighter service. And right now is not the time for that to be implemented. The cost to retrofit elevators to have this service can cost tens to hundreds and thousands of dollars depending on the size of the building, the number of buildings involved. And right now, the community associations in our state, in our membership, simply cannot afford that kind of expense at this particular time. So that's the first priority would be to extend that deadline. The next is currently condominium members of board of directors of condominium associations are required by law to be certified. They either have to certify that they've actually read the documents or they need to take a class in regard to serving on a board of a condominium association. What we're asking is that same requirement be applied to homeowners associations and cooperative associations as well. An informed board member, a board member who knows and understands the governing documents, only benefits the community in the long run. And there's no sense not to have the same provisions across the board for all types of community associations and not just condominium associations. The next is to remove a community association manager's home addresses from the Department of Business and Professional Regulations website. Currently, the property manager's addresses are open and available to anyone who accesses the Department of Business and Professional Regulations website through the myfloridalicense.com. What we would ask is that it be removed from the website. However, it would still be a public record where if someone really wanted to obtain that information, they could do a public record request to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation and obtain that information. However, it would remove it from the website and prevent needless harassment that some homeowners unfortunately engage in retaliation against management or the association's actions. The next is the final thing is in regard to delinquent homeowners. The legislature really assisted with giving the associations the ability to take rent and require rent payments to be made to the community associations from homes that were being rented by delinquent homeowners. What we're asking is for a clarification on the existing law, because as it's currently worded right now in both Chapter 718 and Chapter 720, it's a bit ambiguous as what the associations can recover from delinquent owners who subsequently purchase the properties. The statutes say that the subsequent owners are jointly and severally liable for assessments, but it seems that there's some ambiguity whether or not the associations can also collect late fees, accumulated interest on those accounts, and its collection costs, specifically attorney's fees and costs that they've had to expend to go after the delinquent homeowners, which is an obligation that they have to do. So those clarifications, making that clarification would greatly assist homeowners and condominium associations in our state to try and pay down and recover financially from the situations that they're in. And even though it's not on my speaking notes, to address Sheila's issue in regard to Chapter 720, condominium associations, there's a requirement in it's Section 718.301 that requires condominium associations to automatically turn over from developer control after 7 years after the declaration of condominium is actually recorded in the public records. There is no similar provision in Chapter 720. There's no time frame. There's no cutoff. And I think if you match that type of cutoff, I can understand why it was there originally, because selling a single family home development is likely going to take longer, or may take longer than 7 years versus a condominium. But you can modify that time frame, but at least put a sunset date on it to where you're not in a situation where the developer can sit back and enjoy being the developer for an extended period of time. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to a productive legislative session.